it is good news for Arizona's economy that the federal government is going to reopen its border crossings to so-called non-essential travel next month, which is only considered non-essential if you don't own or work for a business that counts on people coming from Mexico to do business with you. Then, of course, it feels 100% essential. This comes, of course, too late for some businesses that already closed down. But it may be too late for the businesses who have somehow managed to hang in there. We are told this change will take place with the nebulous date of early November. We don't know exactly when, but it'll be an end to that 19-month ban on this form of legal travel across the border due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, all international visitors will be required to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Now, that could play a part in the number of Mexicans who can come back to do business here in Arizona, but there may be something that will keep even more of them on the other side of the border. I'll get to that in a second. But first, how much money are we talking about here when it comes to Mexican shoppers? Hopefully coming back in time for the Christmas shopping season. Danny Seiden is the president and the CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. And we were talking with him a few days ago when we were contemplating reopening the border. And he asked a question to start off with.
Why the border has been closed to foot traffic from Mexico and Canada, but open to flying. And, you know, it's not reciprocal because you can't throw a rock in Arizona without hitting someone who's driven to Rocky Point or flown to Cabo. So what's happening as a result is Arizonans are spending money in Mexico, but Mexicans are not spending money in Arizona. And pre-pandemic levels, that shopping that you talked about, we're talking in millions, tens of millions almost per day is not happening as a result of this. And the reason why the holidays make it even more important down in Mexico, as a lot of people know, you're roughly out of school. Families are out of school for the whole month of December. So when that's a prime time to do some holiday travel shopping. So we're leaving a lot of money on the table, and you're right. It's devastating Nogales and San Luis. And really, I mean, the shopping happens all the way up here in the Biltmore in Maricopa County as well.
And then this is what I was talking about, how it might be too late for the businesses that have managed to hang on, hoping that Mexican shoppers can come back into southern Arizona to do some shopping. And what do you say, tens of millions of dollars possibly daily? Here's what the president of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce brought up, that is something scary that might keep people on the other side of that border.
And I've heard from talking to businessmen down there that they've seen a change in what's happening in these border towns. People in Mexico have figured out they don't need to cross the border to get everything they need or want. And a lot of those goods are now being sold and provided down in Mexico. So even if it does open up on November 1st, we don't know if it'll ever be exactly the same.
That is really frightening.